Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of The Hollywood Pileup. With your girl Stax as your host, I hope y'all are having a wonderful Monday. It's the start of a new week, new news in Hollywood. You know, nothing ever stays the same. We have lots of juicy news to cover today, so let's get started. Y'all know the drill. The first segment of the day is Shade, 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 where celebrity talks, there's feuds, just plain old gossip that gets people fighting. Now, the story that has got me in plain shock is what Chris Brown told Karrueche in an Instagram post. So y'all remember the other day when we were on Shade 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 for the baby drama, right? Well, Karrueche finally let him go. Oh my gosh. After the cheating, the lying, breakup, makeups, gosh, that just seems so exhausting. Who would want that in their life? So Karrueche needed a break from all the drama and sent out on a vacay with her BFF, Christina Milian, to Mexico. A trip south of the border is just what the doctor recommended. And by doctor, I mean maybe her therapist. The BFFs, they took countless pictures flaunting their bikini bodies in the hot Mexican sun. And one of the pics happened to be of Miss K's booty all up in the shot. She was wearing a green bikini, looked at the camera, aka Christina's phone, with a mischievous look and a typical bite on the nail. A spam of pictures flooded her Instagram timeline, but it was actually this particular photo that made Chris Brown stop and comment. This is what he said. Thirst Trap 101. Continue to be a lady, beautiful. You are perfect. Don't let the thought form from anger. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what a thought means, that is T-H-O-T, that means that, then tool used in the garden, often referred to women. And then the O stands for over, and the T finally for there. Chris, that is just plain old hurtful. Why go onto your ex's page and start trouble? Christina Milian and Karrueche retaliated. Yes, that's right. They were not about to let Chris just go on their pages and talk a bunch of smack. And in addition, they weren't going to let him ruin their vacation. So they chose to put out a short video clip of them singing along to Big Sean's infamous "I Don't F With You." Y'all know how the lyrics go. I don't blank with you. In a recent follow-up, Karrueche sat down with the life coach Iyanla Van Zandt for the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now, if you guys aren't familiar, Iyanla is the life coach who helps others fix their life in her show. She has a show called Iyanla Fix My Life. Many celebrities like Evelyn Lozada, she was on Basketball Wives, and a bunch of other stars have talked to her in regards to, you know, what they should do with their lives. I mean, who doesn't need some life help, you know, once in a while things get crazy. Feuds start happening and then you're like, oh gosh, dang, I really need to check myself. So they go to Iyanla and they get some advice. It's pretty cool that she's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now, in the interview, Kay admits that she loves Chris Brown, but she doesn't plan on getting back together. She says, nope, right now I'm saying no. Yes, Kay. Finally, I feel like you get it because, gosh, this was just a continuing cycle of you just taking the cheating, the lying, the scandals. Chris Brown, we know, is a troublemaker. And you're just getting involved in all these dirty dramas with, you know, the baby drama, the Drake drama, all that. Girl, you don't need that in your life. And in the interview, she also says that she just wants to love, that she just wants to put forth love and not hold any resentment in her heart. Good job, Kay. Good job. Now, in other news, Drake isn't really feeling the self-titled movie, Drake's Homecoming, The Lost Footage. This is reported to be a documentary on a previous concert that he did in 2009. Gosh, 2009, that was what, 6 years ago? That is a long time. Time flies, honestly. Now, Drake publicly announced over Twitter that the Drake Homecoming film is not something OVO or Drake have part in. I feel it is my responsibility to inform and protect my fans. Now, if you don't know what OVO is, it stands for October's Very Own, and it's Drake's company, kind of. Label, I don't know, something like that, but it has to do with Drake and, you know, his affiliates. So he's letting his fan base know that this film is unauthorized by him and he does not support it at all. Talk about the shade. Okay, but here it is though. The executive producers of this movie, James Prince, he's the founder of Rap A Lot Records, and along with his son Jazz Prince. So they both sued Drake back in 2012 for allegedly wanting a share in profits for introducing Drake to Lil Wayne before the rapper signed with Cash Money Records. As you all know, Cash Money Records is Lil Wayne's label along with Birdman. They have a whole nother sort of drama going on with them. Including Tyga, who has also been seen forth at very many different types of controversies. But really, dude, really, Jazz, you want a cut for introducing somebody to a new label? I don't know. I guess that's what money will do to you. Money will just knock your senses out. Now, in other news, did you guys hear that Zayn actually quit One Direction? Zayn totally just up and left his group. That was actually pretty shocking to me because there had been talks about him, being like pretty shy about performing on stage. And it was just a tough, tough time for him, it seems, because he doesn't want to work anymore. And I don't think it's just because he's lazy. Apparently he has been, you know, I think he went on Twitter or some sort of social media platform where he discussed or he cleared the air about what was going on, and he said that he just needed some time off, that it was challenging, and that he wanted to stay true to who he was, so stay true to himself. Now, that's a little shocking because I'm not sure if One Direction was maybe turning him into somebody who he didn't want to be. So now, there are a bunch of fans who are highly, highly disappointed in this. I've seen like memes all over the internet about them crying and just wanting to be like total, like harmful to themselves. I don't know, but everybody needs to chill out about Zayn. He left, okay. I'm sure the show has got to go on. So there was also a lot of talk on Twitter, and like I said, it took a toll on a lot of people's mental health. Yeah. There's a bunch of Twitters here that I'm seeing that says, calls boss, I have to leave for work early today. Are you sick? No, but Zayn left One Direction and I am effed up. Oh my gosh. People would really go say that. And here's another one. This is by Twitter user Taylor Lawrence. And it says, my manager just asked me if I wanted to leave work early because I was so sad about Zayn leaving One Direction. Come on. Really, guys? That is hilarious. Here's another one from Brenda. Is Zayn left One Direction a legitimate excuse to leave work early? There's a whole bunch of other people wanting to leave work just because of Zayn. Hey, I want to start and go use that excuse at work. Like, hey, yo, Zayn left One Direction. I am sad as hell. Like, yeah, let me go home. Gosh, that is really funny. Now, there's a lot of One Direction fans and a bunch of employees who were left that are also kind of sad because of it. I mean, who wouldn't? Because last year, One Direction reportedly made a total of $75 million. Now, this is because of like their endorsements, and they have a bunch of merchandise from here. I'm reading that says that from t-shirts to toothbrushes, they have a lot of things that they do. And hey, good job for their marketing director, because hey, that is some bank right there. Oh my gosh. Now, I wish I had $75 million. Now, stay tuned, everybody. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu with your girl, Stax, here giving you the latest in Hollywood news here with the Hollywood Pileup. Stay tuned.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time for us to.
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, rock jewel, pick a truck, peace all glittered up. Stick a kid, nigga, what? Jig with a cut, sip crisp, spit it up. Hoes rock, get your nut, till I can't get it up. I'm a big man, get a slam room. I done hit everything from Cancun to Grand Tune. Why you stand on the wall, hand on your balls? Lighting up drugs, always fighting in the club. I'm the reason they made the dress code. They figure I went wild when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses, I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rolls. Rec shows, collect those extra O's. By the heat, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, intellects or bins. Let's begin. Bring this BS to an end.
Come on. Bad, 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 bad boy. Yeah. You make me feel so good.
Bad
you
boy.
Know you make me feel so good. Yeah. You know you make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad
come
boy.
On.
I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come you can't understand, we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV, look greedy. Uh-huh. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3 Chrome BBs. They wanna be me. Niggas talking shit, they ought to quit. Unfortunate, they don't see a fourth what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, my Mercedes gleam, and I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all, I ain't mad at y'all. Uh-huh. Now give me the catalog, I show you how daddy ball.
That's right.
Six cars and power to five big stars. Sit up CEO old style, smoking on cigars, uh-huh. nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
Come on now.
That's what we do.
Bad, 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 bad
yeah.
boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Yeah. Do Maze got the ladies?
Yeah, yeah.
Do Puff drive Mercedes?
Yeah, yeah.
Take hits from the 80s?
Yeah.
But do it sound so crazy? For me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat, where my check be? Problem with y'all, I said directly.
Right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a suite.
Yeah.
Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak.
Come on.
Bad, 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 bad
yeah.
boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know
bad
you
boy.
Make me feel so good.
That's what we do.
Bad, bad, bad,
yeah.
bad boy. I wouldn't change you if I could.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Come on.
I wouldn't change you if I could.
Let's go.
Bad, 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 bad
yeah.
boy. You make me feel so good.
Uh-huh.
You know you make me feel so good. You know you make me feel so good.
Come on.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. I am your host here for today, your girl Stax. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Now, we are back with another of my favorite segments. Drum roll, please. Yeah, that was a week. That was a week drum roll. But here we have Rich People Problems. Now, Justin Bieber, yes, I said Justin Bieber, he sparks controversy yet again. This time, headlining Comedy Central's roast, comedians took the stage as they joyfully insulted the troubled teen pop star. Eric Ducker, a writer for The Verge, recounts some of his past offenses. Now, before we get started on his past offenses, let me fill you in a little bit on what a roast is. So, they comedians gather up and they have a target. And it's like this target has a big red bullseye on their forehead. And they are just attacking and attacking and insulting and just pretty much saying what the public has already been saying about this person. It's funny though that Justin Bieber went on to get roasted because a lot of people say that he's weak. A lot of people don't like him and say that, yeah, he can't handle it. He is not a grown man yet. So let me tell y'all what The Verge recounts as Justin Bieber's past offenses. And like I said, Eric says that first he adopted a monkey named Mally, and then Justin left him at a German zoo. After that, Justin Bieber pissed in a bucket and yelled F Bill Clinton, and he was looking at a picture of Bill Clinton. The next offense, Justin Bieber egged the home of his Calabasas neighborhood and caused tens of thousands of dollars in damages. Come on, you live in Calabasas, one of California's richest, wealthiest communities, and you're over here doing some childish egging on houses? Really? Like, gosh, this kid has no sense. And to add to his offenses, there was an occasion where he just completely smoked so much weed, you know, with his former, I guess you could say, estranged dad on a private plane. He was smoking so much that the pilots even had to put on oxygen masks. Yeah, that's right. Oxygen masks. Just because the kid you are traveling with here wants to wants to roll a joint. Like, really? After that, as if that wasn't enough, Justin Bieber was punched by Orlando Bloom at a club in Ibiza. And finally, not finally actually, because there's a lot more, but the final of this list says he got arrested for a DUI. When will he learn? After racing his yellow Lamborghini in Miami. So those are some of the past things that Justin Bieber has been notoriously known for. And I'm sure that the list will keep on growing and growing, because who are we kidding? This kid is a total joke, and he is totally just not in the right place in his mind. Now, I was reading the article, and it's funny how he mentions that Justin Bieber doesn't have any friends. Like, could you imagine that? Here you are, you're young, and you're successful, you're rich, and you're actually not that bad looking, in my opinion. But you don't have any friends. And I literally laughed out loud when I read this. Now, the writer of this article says that Justin Bieber has, you know, or that in roast, traditionally, the people who roast celebrities are usually like their friends or like sort of close friends, but they have some sort of close association with the person who they're roasting. Now, The Verge claims that the comedians who took part in this event were none of that. Here you had like really not known, not well-known like comedians on there. It was strange because I had to look up who these people were. And apparently one of them was Justin Bieber's favorite comedian. And it was even presumed that among them, so Kevin Hart was actually the one who hosted the gig. And people were saying that he only took the gig just because it was the closest event dating to his just released film titled Get Hard with comedian Will Ferrell. And it's funny though, because he also quote unquote unexpectedly showed up. Like, really? I agree with Eric, and I think that Kevin Hart just wanted the publicity. I mean, what's new? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Kevin Hart is at the top of his career right now, but he's gonna get everybody sick of him. I think it's only a matter of time. How many other films or like, why are you going to publicly like whore yourself out like that? I mean, yes, we get it. I've seen his Instagram pictures, and he's always like hashtag comedic rock star. You know, me and my rib. He calls his girlfriend or now fiance his rib. Like, really? Are you Adam pulling Eve out of your rib? Like, come on. Get it together. Now, there's other celebrities who also attended the roast, and this included Shaquille O'Neal. And it's funny though too, because the reason that they're saying that he was invited was because Justin Bieber has been seen at a lot of basketball games, so the coordinators of the event were probably like, hey, so let's get a basketball player in here, and who better than Shaq? They also totally just ragged on Shaquille O'Neal, talking about like very inappropriate things, but you know, something below the waist. Literally. And among them, there was Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah, that's right. West Coast. He is my favorite. I freaking love Snoop Dogg. And this was surprising to me. Martha Stewart. Yeah. Really? Why? Why? I am so curious to know as to why Martha Stewart was among the celebrities there. There was a picture that surfaced the internet in which Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart were sitting like really close to each other while while Snoop Dogg like totally like just rolled a joint, and I was like, whoa, this is so crazy. And it was also reported that a lot of the jokes in there in at the comedy roast were about Justin Bieber's sexuality and sexual orientation. I mean, what else can you expect? So the comedians were claiming that he was a lesbian, others saying he was gay. Personally, I don't think that was okay. Totally supporter of the LGBT community. And I don't know, I just don't agree with all the, you know, like gay shaming. So if he is, all power to him. If he's not, then, you know, okay. But there was another thing that bothered me about the comedy roast. And I don't know if many of you know, but I am a fan of the Fast and the Furious films. I'm totally going to go on Thursday and go watch the premiere, because I am so excited to see the last, the final movie for the series. And okay, so it really kind of sucked because jokes were also made about the late actor, with all due respect, you know, I pay my respects for him. Paul Walker, an amazing actor in my opinion. And I'm sure that Ludacris was not having it, just because it was said that he had a very stern look on his face while the comedian cracked the joke. And the people who attended the event paid their eyes like attentively on Luda's reaction when the jokes were said. And since then, Comedy Central has declared that the jokes about Paul Walker will be edited out from the broadcast special. The broadcast is set to premiere sometime soon. I think maybe by the end of this week or something like that. But it, you know, this roast has got a lot of people talking, a lot of people sparking speculation, saying that this roast was a way for Justin Bieber to ask for public forgiveness and change his ways, yada yada yada. Just, I mean, the title of my segment, boo hoo hoo, hashtag rich people problems, like, go make a fool out of yourself and publicly apologize for it while you're getting roasted on. Yeah, good job, Justin Bieber. It was funny too, though, that he's had, so his last joke, so if you guys aren't familiar with the roast, after the celebrity has, you know, taken full responsibility or whatever for, you know, all the jokes said, they get the last word and they stand up, and Justin Bieber went up and he said, what do you get when you make $200 million? And he answered his own question and said, a bunch of has-beens calling you a lesbian for 2 hours. Yeah, that wasn't even that great of a joke, honestly. Yeah, that wasn't that great. Bunch of has-beens. I can agree with like Kevin Hart, you know, has-been, yes. Snoop Dogg, no. Martha Stewart, yeah, but she wasn't the person roasting him. So I think that in opposition to what he said, that he was actually, you know, giving fame to a lot of the comedians there, because like I said, not very many were well known, whereas the public would be like, oh yeah, like I've seen their stand-ups, or like Comedy Central has featured them, and you know, such things like that. So it was funny that the comedians took a stand and said, hey, yeah, you're actually just helping us with your career. Thank you for messing up, pretty much is what they said. So I thought that was pretty funny. Now, in other news, yeah, you are going to hear another story about Chris Brown. Kind of. Okay, kind of. So, this time, he isn't the one who is, you know, alone making headlines. And this is about Tyga. who reportedly spent thousands of dollars at a strip club as a form of celebrating for the end of his Between the Sheets tour. Now, will y'all recall that the 17-year-old Kylie Jenner and the 25-year-old rapper Tyga have made their romance public? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Tyga, like a gentleman, declared his love for Kylie Jenner via Instagram when he posted a picture with the caption, "Certain things catch your eye, but only a few capture the heart." Let's take a moment and let that sink in.
Oh,
that's kind of cute. Sounds cute, but not so much when you start thinking that this person is eight years older than her. Dang. If I were to be dating somebody, actually, I wouldn't. No, I would not date anybody who's 8 years older than me. That is just too much of an age difference. Like, think about it. You were in, what, like, when Kylie was in first grade, he was already, like, what, a freshman in high school? Oh, gosh. Just when I think about that, oh, my gosh, that sounds really gross. Anyway, so now that he made their relationship public, Tyga felt compelled to let her know about his whereabouts because she actually gave him permission to go to the strip club with Chris Brown. But here's the catch. Remember that at a strip club is where Tyga met his baby mama, former stripper Black Chyna. So, I don't know, if I was Kylie Jenner, I'd be kind of worried and, you know, be checking up on my man. But then again, she can't go check in on her man because she is 17. You guys, she's not even 18. That is crazy. Crazy. Like, you're still a child. This is just insane. Insane news. But we're going to take another quick little break and keep listening for more news. I have some news about Bruce Jenner and his transformation. Keep on listening to Penguin Radio with your girl Stax. That's right.
I'm a kid for you. You make it like it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you call unexpected. 'Cause I hate when the moment's expected. Mind. We live in our lies. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Penguin Radio here with your girl Stax, giving you the lowdown on all Hollywood gossip. Now, as I promised, we are here back with the story that has many people confused. Now, this is about Bruce Jenner's transformation. There was an article printed by Us Weekly that I read in which Kendall Jenner allegedly confirms his death. Her dad's transformation. Well, now Kendall is speaking out on Twitter, and it turns out that she did not say the quotes that were on there, saying that I will always love my dad, you know, just all in regards to his transformation. And as you may or may not have heard, Bruce Jenner has been like under really strict public scrutiny for allegedly, you know, wanting to transition into becoming a woman. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think that the media just does a whole bunch of speculations, and they try to make it seem like it's such a bad thing for a man, yes, who is older in age, but if he is discovering himself now at that age, then good for him. Good for Bruce Jenner. Now, we can't confirm anything because Bruce Jenner himself has not publicly declared anything or has declared truth to any of the rumors out there about his transition. So Kendall Jenner was also saying that the person who she reportedly spoke to was a freelance journalist who attended the Justin Bieber roast. And Kendall, she was actually there at the event too. So Us Weekly issued an apology, you know, to Kendall and her family, and even retracted the article because they too found inaccuracies in the writing. Kendall claims that she did not, you know, say those things about her dad, and she did not publicly confirm it. And on Twitter, even like Khloe Kardashian, her sister, went on and like retweeted that, and you know, just to show her full support for what the family is going through. In other news, let's switch it up from the pop culture to something a little bit more hip-hop and, you know, something a little fresh. So Kendrick Lamar, oh my gosh, best rapper, artist, person, human being ever, he released an album entitled To Pimp a Butterfly. He is probably the most like upcoming like rapper. Well, he has come up, you know, from the beginning totally. He's even like competing with big hip-hop hot shots like Kanye West and Jay-Z and J. Cole, Nas, you know, just a lot of people who are very, very highly respected in the hip-hop community. Now, this album is a little bit more of a serious album. It's not your typical, you know, rap song you hear on the radio talking about I got these many women and, you know, I'm ballin', I have a mansion, you know, all that typical like rapper boasting. No, this is not what Kendrick Lamar's album is. Now, I have an article here that says that it's a dizzying deep dive examination of race, capitalism, religion, relationships, post-Ferguson America, fame, and its contents. Discontents. My bad. It's also said that the record is 80 minutes long. Yeah, 80 minutes. That's a pretty long time. I feel like most records have, what, like, maybe like 15 songs, and each of them are, what, like anywhere from 2 to 2.5 minutes. So 80 minutes, dang. Now, this album has already reached a lot of top charts. Even The Game, who is also working on an album, the documentary too, he also went on to Instagram and praised Kendrick Lamar, you know, for all of his efforts and all his success. And I was also reading an article that said that Kendrick Lamar is unlike any other hip-hop artist. You know, most of them tend to be like boastful and just, you know, talking about how much money they got and all this jazz, but not him, because he's somebody who's a lot more grounded, who just keeps to himself. He's very like timid, but when there's somebody like who he doesn't not necessarily like, but anybody who tries to pose as a threat to him, he will like stand up and make his voice heard. Now, it's interesting though that he won't do this in like a very violent way. He'll actually be very like calm and collected. So I thought that's really cool. It's super refreshing to hear that, you know, that there are rappers out there who aren't in it just for the fame. And that's another thing that he talks about in his album. He's talking about the effects of fame, and especially in the hip-hop industry, where it's really easy to just lose oneself and to lose your originality, to lose a whole bunch of that stuff. So it's really awesome that he's talking about that in his album. There's also a lot of tracks on there talking about a lot of politics. And he's even using like metaphors that have sort of like a 70s vibe, you know, where he's just into like a really, really happy mood and there's like a funk explosion. But still, there's that juxtaposition of seriousness with like fun. And I am totally, totally excited to hear this album. I totally want to just listen to it. I would hella want, though, to go see him live, because I did go see him live. Yeah, he's actually one of the first artists that I saw live in a concert. And this was way back in, what, like 2010, I think. So, yeah, way before he was actually like on the top charts and where he wasn't that well known. And this was a concert with Drake and ASAP Rocky, so they were still up and coming artists. So it was really cool to see that he already had established a fan base even back then, even when he wasn't, you know, the person he is now. So I was really, really excited to see that. And in other news, Mike Tyson has abandoned his mansion to become a church. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard that. Now, he owns a mansion in Ohio, and, you know, in which he lived and partied in the 80s and 90s. And it's getting a complete makeover in the Lord's name. Now, this mansion is super duper duper big. There's a bunch of marble everywhere. There's like a hot tub with mirrored ceilings. I don't know what kind of stuff was going on in there, but there's like an indoor pool. There's talks about there even being tiger cages in there too. Now, he did sell the place in 1999, and it's had a couple of owners since then, but it's been bought by a developer who plans to turn the property into a church. Yes, yeah, so now when the church is done, y'all can go over there and praise some Lord into your, you know, soul. they're saying that the place isn't in bad shape, but it still needs some work. I think that there was even some vandalism going on. There's a lot of like anarchy symbols that were shown around the house. And, you know, even the new owners have offered Mike Tyson an invitation for the church's first gathering. And so far, he has not commented on any of this, but we will see what happens with that. And more recently as well, Robert Kardashian, the famous brother of the Kardashian clan, was also seen out and about in Calabasas, riding in his Range Rover. And he still looks the same. He still looks kind of chunky. So if you recall, he didn't show up to his sister's wedding last year. It's going to be almost a full year in June because of some weight issues. So he has been in hiding for quite a while now. And who knows if he's ever gonna actually make the change to, you know, get healthier and just for himself, because I'm sure that can be very, very depressing, especially living in the limelight and having everybody just follow your, you know, just your shadow. Honestly, you are being watched 24/7, and if you do something that other people don't seem, you know, that don't agree with, then you're scrutinized for it. So we will see where that goes. And do you guys remember Amanda Bynes? Yeah, Amanda Bynes. There has been a new article that has surfaced that's saying that she's stable, that she's going as far as saying that she's lucid and off medication. Now, if you remember, Amanda Bynes was a troubled lady. She totally got into a bunch of trouble going with like DUIs and having a whole bunch of, you know, issues related to mental illness, a topic that isn't widely there isn't much awareness of, and it's something that again is also scrutinized by the media and society. So it's really great that she is out of that state and she's completely normal now, quote unquote, you know. And you know, her family is being supportive. There has been a lot of issues with her dad in the past. She has talked about that her dad, you know, was like abusive and just a bunch of horrible things about her dad. We don't know if it's true or not, but maybe it could have just been one of the moments where she was, you know, in that whole daze. So she has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar, but now she is okay. She has been stabilized, and her parents have been given limited access again to her bank accounts. And Amanda Bynes is now spending her time reading, doing yoga, meditating, Pilates, you know, all things to reduce her stress levels. And she's also been seen at FINM, so the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in LA, where she has been enrolled in. And she even took part in one of their annual, I believe it's like a runway show that they do every year. So that's pretty cool. So good for you. Good for you, Amanda. Get better. We're going to take one last quick break. Stay tuned. You are listening to DJ Stacks here at radio.dominican.edu.
Talk about getting blasted, baby, blurred lines.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Hollywood Pileup. You are listening to your host, DJ Stax, here with All Hollywood News. Now, we have a little bit of a follow-up in the story regarding Scott Disick and his, once again, entrance into a rehab facility. So, as you recall, Scott Disick was enrolled himself into a, you know, rehab facility for his alcohol problem, and we talked about this in one of our segments in the past, and it was really interesting because once again Scott Disick has bailed out on rehab. Now, this isn't the first time that this happens. In the past he has also done so. It was aired actually on TV on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or it was when it was like Khloe, Kim, and Courtney. I don't know. There's so many K's, honestly. But it was on one of their shows where he went to rehab. His drinking problem got way out of hand and enrolled himself. 3 days after, left the facility. Now, this is what he has done again. Now, to finish off, we have a little bit of a happy story here. This past weekend, First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, was celebrating the beauty, the power of black women for the Black Girls Rock, an annual event which honors women of color. She says, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, you are beautiful. I am so proud of you. My husband, your president, is so proud of you. We have so much hope and dreams for you. She was not the only one among the honorees this past Saturday in New Jersey. There was also honors for Jada Pinkett Smith, Erykah Badu, the actress Cicely Tyson, the Selma director Ava DuVernay, among other professionals, and it was a great event. First Lady of USA, oh my gosh, looked amazing. She was wearing a white form-fitting dress with some sleeves that were off the shoulder. She just looked amazing. There was also performances by Erykah Badu. There was Fantasia, Estelle, love all those ladies. And you know, she went on stage and declared, "Black girls rock." This is the slogan and the name of the organization that was funded by Beverly Bond, and it's designed to uplift young black women, a group that has, you know, had some difficulty finding positive images of themselves in the world. As you recall, Disney just recently, you know, had their first African American princess, Princess Tiana, in The Princess and the Frog. So, you know, ladies, we are all stepping it up. And Jada Pinkett Smith was accompanied by her husband, Will Smith, who was super proud of her. So yay for that. Really exciting news. And it's important for women, not just black women, but all types of women, to celebrate themselves and empower one another instead of tearing them down. I know that in society it's often, you know, really easy to judge somebody and try and look for the flaws, you know, to tear a person down. But, you know, we are all human beings. We all make mistakes, and let's just try and keep a positive light. So that was your show for today, The Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stax. So stay tuned, keep on listening, and we will see you all next week for another show on Hollywood. Yeah. So keep on listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and I am out.